ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। Srimad Bhagavatam, 10th Canto, Chapter 47, Text 41. Katam rati vishesha kyaha priyas cha purayoshitam nanu bhadyeta tadvakyair vibhramais cha anubhajataha katam rati visheshagya priyascha purayoshitam nanu bhadyeta tadvakyair vibhramais cha anubhajataha katam rati visheshagya priyascha purayoshitam nanu bhadyeta tadvakyair vibhramaischa anubhajataha. Katam rati visheshagya priyascha purayoshitam anubhadyeta tadvakyair vibhramaischa anubhajataha. Katam rati visheshagya priyascha purayoshitam anubhadyeta tadvakyair vibhramaischa anubhajataha. Katam rati visheshagya priyascha purayoshitam nanubhadyeta tadvakyair vibhramaischa anubhajataha. Katam rati visheshagya priyascha purayoshitam nanubhadyeta tadvakyair vibhramaischa anubhajataha. Katam rati visheshagya priyascha purayoshitam nanubhadyeta tadvakyair vibhramaischa anubhajataha. Katam, how, rati, of conjugal affairs, vishesha, in all the specific aspects, kyaha, the expert, priyaha, the darling, cha, and purayoshitam, of the city women, na, anubhadyeta, will not become bound. Tat, by there. Vakyaihi, words. Vibhramaihi, bewildering gestures. Cha, and anubhajataha, constantly worshipped. Okay, now two items of housekeeping. One is please check your cell phones, all the cell phones to quiet mode. And second thing is the photo op for the DDs will begin after the class or will resume after the class. Sri Krishna is expert in all kinds of conjugal affairs and is the darling of the city women. How can he not become entangled now that he's constantly adored by their enchanting words and gestures? Purport. According to Sridhar Swami, each of these verses is spoken by a different gopi. Om Ajnanatimirantasya Gyananjana Shalakaya Chakshurmilitam Jena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manobhistam Stapitam Jena Putale Swayam Rupa Kodamahyam Tathati Shapadantikam Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Jata Padakamalam Shri Gurun Vaishnavamscha Shri Rupam Shagrashatam Sahagana Raganatan Vitamstam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadhutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Sri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Dalita Sri Vishakhan Vitamscha He Krishna Karuna Sindho Dina Bandho Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostute Taptakam Shana Gaurangi Radhe Brindavaneshwari Prishabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Vansha Koptrubhyascha Kripasindho Bhyayevacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shivasadi Gaur Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare Katam Rati Visheshagya Priyascha Puryoshitam Nanu Bhadyeta Tadvakyar Vibramais Chanubhajataha. In this section of Srimad Bhagavatam that we've been studying, Uddhava has come to Vrindavan on the order of Lord Krishna to deliver a message to the Brajvasis, especially to the gopis. And the gopis have been cross with Krishna. Especially Srimati Radharani kept herself apart and was holding a discussion with a bumblebee. Therefore, this section is called Brahmara Gita, the song of the bee. The bee, she compared to Krishna's messenger, and she was scolding the bee that you're just trying to cheat me with all of these nonsense propositions from Krishna. We know what kind of a cheater he is, and we're not going to be fooled anymore by his sweet words and his lies. So in this way, she was criticizing that. But the problem is, we don't want to talk about Krishna anymore. We've heard enough about him. But we can't stop talking about Krishna. And the great sages make it worse because they always go on talking about Krishna. So what to do, what to do? Then the bee flew away. Then she felt sorry that now the bee must have gone and reported all of these things to Krishna. So when the bee came back, then she was very respectful. Oh, you've come back to bring me to Krishna. How will you bring me to Krishna? You're very small. Anyway, welcome, welcome back. So in this way, she was showing the symptom of Divyonmada. Divyonmada means transcendental badness. Out of love for Krishna. Now, the Uddhava has delivered the message, and different gopis are responding. Katam rati vishesha gya priyascha puriyoshitam nanubhadyeta tadvakya vibramais chanubhajata. They're again criticizing Krishna out of love for Krishna. The criticism is in the mood of ujjvala rasa, amorous affection. The amorous affection is the highest development of devotional service. In the nectar of devotion, there's an analysis of different rasas that are compatible and incompatible. Just like friendship and chivalry are compatible. Laughter and conjugal love are compatible. Parental love and conjugal love are incompatible. Ghastliness and conjugal love are incompatible. So there are different tastes, compatible and incompatible, and the list is given in Nectar of Devotion. So when I was editing that section, it was a little unclear what was compatible with what. There were some questions, I suppose, due to transcribing. Not everything was clear. So I sent a letter to Prabhupada. Is this one compatible with this one? Is this one compatible with that one? And is Dasya is compatible with, I forget which one it was, maybe conjugal love or maybe something else. And Prabhupada wrote back and said that Dasya is compatible with all of the rasas because it's the basic principle of all of the rasas. Whether it's friendship or parental affection or married love or unmarried love, the basic principle of all of these relationships is service. In the material world, the basic principle of relationships is exploitation. Or one person interested in what they can get from another. What can you do for me? And then when the, if there's not much you can do for me, then the relationship is over. Everyone is self-centered and concerned with their own supposed self-interest. And when self-interest overlaps, when my self-interest overlaps your self-interest, then we can have a relationship, also known as a deal. So the Prabhupada said that the loving relationships in the material world are like business deals. And therefore we see that when the business isn't working out or is unprofitable, it's perceived as unprofitable by one side or the other, then the relationship is terminated. Much the way that business or relationships are terminated, we call in the lawyers and we divide the goods and end the contract. But in the because this material relationships are the crooked reflection of the original, In the original, the basic principle is unalloyed service. In Vaikuntha or Vrindavan, no one is thinking, what am I going to get out of this? What's the reward? What's the payoff? What's in it for me? Their service is unalloyed, so they're simply thinking of how they're going to please the Lord, whether Narayan or Krishna. Therefore, that pastime is there. The school children were studying that Krishna had a headache, and the only thing that would cure the headache was the dust from his lotus feet. And all the gyanis and yogis, dust of lotus feet of some devotee. So all the gyanis and yogis refused. I'm not going to give the dust, because if my dust goes on Krishna's head, I'll go to hell. But the gopis immediately began scraping the dust from their feet. Yes, let me go to hell, but let Krishna's headache be cured. That's all. So this is service, unalloyed service, in a particular mood, whether friendship, parental love, servitude, conjugal love. The basic principle is to give pleasure to Krishna. So the gopis are in that mood, and these gopis are expansions of Srimati Radharani. Radha Krishna Pranaya Vikriti Ladini Shakti Rasma. Srimati Radharani is the pleasure potency of Lord Krishna. For the Mayavadis, there's no question of potency, because as soon as we speak of potent and potency, then there's duality, and their whole principle, the whole principle of the monists, is non-duality. So they want to make everything one, and therefore in their picture of the absolute, there are no potencies. Everything is homogenized. Everything is blended into one, so that they can have freedom from duality, because their experience of duality is the duality of this material world. And to get rid of it, they want to approach a level where there's no duality, which means no difference between subject and object, or between anything and anything. Absolute oneness, kaivalya-dvaita. And they don't know that beyond that absolute oneness is absolute variety with, qualities, forms, names, activities, all personal attributes, but on the spiritual, eternal platform. That's beyond their reach. So Krishna has various potencies. Vishnu Shakti Para Prokta Kshetra Gyakya Tata Para Avidya Karma Sangyamya Tritiya Shakti Rishyate. He has his superior potency, then the marginal potency, the living beings, and the external potency, the potency of hard work in ignorance, the material energy. Then that material energy is divided into three qualities: goodness, passion, and ignorance. And the spiritual absolute potency is also manifested variously, vividhaivishruyate. The primary divisions are the sandhini potency, samvit potency, and ladini potency. The Sandini potency is the potency by which he manifests existence. The entire spiritual world is a manifestation of the Sandini potency. The material world is manifest by the reflection of the Sandini potency. And the Sambit potency manifests knowledge. By that potency, Krishna knows himself and enables others to know him. And the Ladini potency is the potency of pleasure. Krishna, Swarat, he's independent. In the material world, if we want to enjoy, we get on the phone, we call our girlfriend, we say, what are you doing? How would you like to go to such and such place? Because on our own, we're not very happy. Or we call our friends and say, hey, what's happening? Let's do something. Because on our own, there's no enjoyment. Prabhupada gave the example when he was speaking that if I were sitting here alone, there'd be no enjoyment. But because there are hearers, there's a speaker, so then there's some enjoyment. Otherwise, just by myself, what is that? Okay, we'll speak to the spiders in the wall, but there's somebody at least. Somebody is there, it's not just me. So enjoyment comes when there's exchanges between one person and another. And for Krishna, because he's independent, he doesn't need anyone else. But everyone else is expanded from him. The marginal potency is also expanded from him, and the internal potency. So the Ladini expansion is Krishna appearing in the form of his spiritual energy. Krishna has two forms, the potent and the potency. So the Ladini Shakti is the potency of the Lord. And Krishna is the potent personality of Godhead. So Radha Krishna and their enjoyments are all the business of Krishna himself. But Krishna has expanded into two for enjoying. He's one, but he expands his energy for enjoyment. Then Srimati Radharani also expands. The Brajadevis, the principal gopis, are also expansions of Radharani. Just as Krishna expands as Narayan, Sankarshan, or first Baladev, and Sankarshan, Narayan, so many avatars. So the capability of duplicating or of appearing in partial manifestations is there in Krishna. Parachanaya sadhunam vinashaya chadushkrita. He appears sambhavami yuge yuge. So the same capability is there in Srimati Radharani. She also expands. First, she expands in the form of her confidential associates. Ananda chinmayarasa pratipavata bhista birya eva nijarupataya kalabi. Just to give Krishna more enjoyment, that Krishna is unlimited, so he should have unlimited enjoyment. So why just one gopi? So many gopis should be there to serve Krishna. Maybe you've seen the painting. Some gopi is playing mridanga, some gopi is playing stringed instrument, some gopi is offering flowers. Different gopis are someone's stringing garlands, someone's doing this, someone's doing that. So they're all giving pleasure to Krishna in different ways. They're all giving Krishna pleasure in different ways, in different moods also. Some of them are very sweet and submissive. Some of them are pouty and contentious. So that also gives Krishna different tastes, different enjoyments. And when Krishna goes to Mathura, Dwarka, then again, Srimati Radharani is expanding in Dwarka. The queens are all expansions of Srimati Radharani. Rukmini, Satyabhama, 16,108. They're also expanded. And when Krishna appears in different incarnations, then Radharani also expands herself. So when Krishna appears as Lord Ramchandra, then Srimati Radharani appears as Sita Devi. In this way, in different forms, she's always there with the Lord to give the Lord transcendental pleasure. So that pleasure potency is, in essence, the potency of devotional service. Or to put things the other way, devotional service is a manifestation of the pleasure potency. Because what will Krishna enjoy? What is it that gives Krishna enjoyment? It's not business transactions. Not forced servitude, but devotion and love. Service rendered with devotion and love gives Krishna pleasure. He doesn't get so much pleasure from the Gyanis. All right, it's good that you're studying me, but that's not a great source of pleasure. The ritualistic activities of the karmis who want to go to heavenly planets or in some other way achieve a material reward are not very pleasing to Krishna. It's good that they're approaching the Lord for these things. O Lord, give us this. O Lord, give us that. O Lord, here's my list. If you would be so kind. At least they're approaching him. That's nice. But the Lord's real interest is in loving dealings. Therefore, he says, no, put the phone down, please. Therefore, he says, patram pushpam palam toyam yome bhaktya priyachati. Tadaham bhakti paratam ashnami prayatatmanaha. When there's, I'll accept even the slightest thing, a fruit or flower or water or leaf, bhaktya, when there's devotion, then I'll eat that. Otherwise, I don't care. That incident was there that Krishna visited. He was in Hastinapur, and Duryodhana was prepared to offer a big, big feast for the Lord. He was the crown prince, after all, so he had all opulences. But Krishna wasn't interested. I don't want your nonsense feast. Because there's no bhakti, just politics. I'll go to the house of Vidura, because he's a devotee. And at the house of Vidura, there was so much excitement that Vidura was peeling bananas for Krishna. And in excitement, he was offering Krishna the peels. And Krishna, all right, the devotee's offering, he's eating the peels. Tadaham bhakti uparatam ashnami. When it's offered with love and devotion, then I accept that. Similarly, when Sudama Vipra went to visit the Lord in Dwarka, he was a poor Brahmin, but he thought that when I go to see Krishna, I should bring something to, some gift, some present. So he'd gotten a little chipped rice, and he was keeping that in a bundle. But he was embarrassed to give this cheap stuff to Krishna. But Krishna was said to him, "My dear friend, I think you must have brought something for me." Brought something for? No, I think you must have brought some nice food for me. And he's snatching that. Oh, very nice chipped rice. Then Rukmini stopped him. Don't take more. Just that one morsel of chipped rice is enough that now I'm completely indebted to him. And if you take more, then what? How will we repay the debt? So Krishna was pleased with that little chipped rice because the devotional mood was there. The mood of devotional service was there. And from Duryodhana, forget it. Keep your food. Prabhupada said, Krishna doesn't need your dal, rice, and chapatis. He can create a million servitors like you. But he's interested in that devotion. So that devotional service is a manifestation of Srimati Radharani. She's the goddess of devotional service. She's the in charge of devotional service. And she's also the highest manifestation of devotional service. Devotional service can be performed, or the living entity gets the opportunity to render devotional service by the grace of the pleasure potency. Without the favor of the pleasure potency of the Lord, the devotee doesn't get the chance to render service to give the Lord pleasure. So the pleasure potency also appears in the form of the bona fide spiritual master. The bona fide spiritual master is sometimes considered the manifest representation of Lord Balaram. Yes, come in. Hare Krishna. Give a little space. Hare Krishna. Or you give space there. The spiritual master is sometimes considered the manifest representative of Lord Balaram, and sometimes considered the representative of the pleasure potency of the Lord. Because the spiritual master is engaging the student in the devotional service of the Lord. What is that? Avidya vinasha jate. Prema bhakti jaha hoite avidya vinasha jate. The mood of devotional service in love for Krishna is taught by the bona fide spiritual master, and the ignorance that covers this mood of loving service is removed. Actually, the business of loving Krishna is natural for the living being. What is that? Nitya siddha Krishna prema sadhya kabunai. It's already there within the heart of everyone. And shravanadi shuddha chitte kriya yudai. When we hear, then it comes out. But the hearing has to be done from pure devotees of the Lord. When we hear from the Mayavadis, when we hear from the professional man, when we hear from the Bollywood singers, it may be pleasing, but it will not be endowed with genuine devotional potency. It may have financial potency or crowd-pleasing potency, but the potency of pure devotional service will not be manifest. Sometimes it even has poison potency to pollute our consciousness with the false idea of oneness with God. So one should hear from the devotees, Satam Prasangam, Mamavirya Sambhada. And in that association, we can get the blessings of the internal potency of the Lord. We come in touch with the internal potency of the Lord. By hearing and chanting Hare Krishna, we're coming in touch with the Lord and the internal potency of the Lord. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. As Srila Prabhupada explained early on, this Hare addresses the internal potency of the Lord with the desire to be engaged or to be restored to our natural position of serving the Lord. And Srila Prabhupada said that Srimati Radharani is the soft-hearted counterpart of Lord Krishna. Krishna's a little tough. Sarva dharman pratyajya mam ekam sharanam praja. Namam duskrita namudha prapajante naradama. You fool, surrender. Very demanding and strong. But Srimati Radharani is very soft-hearted. If someone renders a little service, then she becomes favorably disposed. Oh, Krishna, here's some devotee. He's giving some service. So she favors, easily favors. Prabhupada said women are more soft-hearted. Men are more tough. So she has that mood of being very kind. And Radha Krishna combine to appear again as Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Originally, there's no originally because there's no time. We can't say first this, then that in terms of ordinary historical time. Because in the spiritual world, there's no time. Or there's all the time. But still, for our understanding, it's said that originally Krishna is one, and then he expands himself and becomes two, as Radha Krishna. And then that Radha Krishna combine again and appear as Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Aha Prabhu Nanda Sutta Vrishabhana Sutta Yutta. The son of Nanda Maharaj, Krishna, appears together with the daughter of King Vrishabhanu, Srimati Radharani, in the form of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Dina Hina Yata Chilo Harinami Uttarila. And they uplift everyone, fallen souls, Harinami, by the Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare.
Hari Ram, Hari Ram, Ram Ram, Hari Hari. Krishna Prema Pradayate. Giving love for Krishna. If one wants to get genuine love for Krishna, then one has to follow the program of Krishna Kirtan and Krishna Bhakti as given by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and his Goswami followers and handed down through the parampara system. Simply imitating will not be effective. There are so many imitators called sahajiyas, Prakrita Sahajiyas. Prabhupada translated it one time as mundane cheaps. Those who take it as a very easy thing, that I just sort of psych myself into it, and I can be a gopi, I can be embracing Krishna, I can be situated in prema, more or less by a process of imagination. So that's not at all recommended. One has to follow the prescribed process step by step. Adaushadha tata sadhusangota bhajana kriya tata narta nivritti syat. One has to follow the principles of devotional service in order to free the heart from all unwanted things. Then one comes to the point of strong faith, nishtha. Then gradually ruchi, then prema, all of these things can be achieved when we follow the authorized method. Then we actually get the grace of Krishna, we actually get the blessings of Srimati Radharani, we get the mercy of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu through the standard method. And then everything is revealed. Nothing will be in shortage. Everything will be abundantly distributed. Krishna Prema Pradayate. So that the ultimate goal of life can be achieved. Hare Krishna. Any questions?
Thank you again, Maharaj, for a wonderful class. Anuradhasthami. My question has to do with the spiritual relationships and material relationships. You were mentioning about compatibility and also you were discussing the conjugal relationship of Ujjwala Rasa. From an ordinary point of view, when we see Radha and Krishna together and we see and we hear the pastimes of them embracing or speaking confidentially and going to the forest in the night and dancing, it seems to be a regular, relationship based on sexual attraction between young men and young women.
Mm-hmm. And that's our mistake.
This is my question. I was wondering if you could explain that, please.
Yeah. You were talking about compatibility and incompatibility in the material field. I was going to say everybody's incompatible with everybody else. That's the material world. But Srila Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami gives the example that the difference between the loving dealings in the material world and the loving dealings in the spiritual world is like the difference between iron and gold. Someone says, this is metal and that's metal. There's no difference. But there is a difference. If you give your wife iron earrings, you'll find out that there's a difference. Superficially, iron and gold are both metal. But iron is of very small value, and gold is of very great value. So the relationships here, based on sex attraction, all depend on the material body. Therefore, a young boy is attracted to a young girl because of the beautiful young body. A young boy is not attracted to an old lady because the body is not the same. Although at one point it may have been the body of a beautiful young girl, now it's changed. It's the body of an old woman. And similarly, a young girl is not attracted to an old man. Of course, if he has money, then. But on other grounds, it's not that the old man bent over and gasping for breath is attractive to a young woman. Because the body changes. It deteriorates. Change means, in the material world, change is deterioration, finally. And then the next stage is total, is death, and then decomposition. The body goes through various stages, birth, growth, deterioration, and finally decomposition. And who's interested in a decomposing body? Oh, my love, let me embrace you and kiss your purple lips. Move a few maggots to the side. And but that very body is the basis of attraction in the material world. Someone's attracted to this body, someone's attracted to that body. But the body gradually deteriorates and becomes terribly unattractive. Because that's the nature of matter. Or apart from aesthetic considerations, the body is finally gone. And it's just a picture on the wall. This was my wife, this was my husband. It's just a picture. So that's the nature of material attraction. It's based on the body. It's both based on contamination by the modes of material nature. It's not what we thought it was going to be once we get into it. We think that in these loving dealings, the nightingales are going to sing and the moon is going to shine and everything is going to be so nice. And it turns out to be lots of hard work. Day after day after day after day of hard work. For a little bit of so-called happiness. And even if one says, no, you're just negative, you're taking a monkish view of life, you're disappointed with in love, and so you're just bitter and you're sour grapes. I actually have found love. Then Krishna says, Ashashvatam, it will be finished. Everything in the material world is finished either by a change of heart. It starts off, I love you so much, and it ends up with, I hate your guts. Or it's lifelong love, and life isn't that long. He dies, she dies. And then it's over. So this is the material relationship based on the body. And then after that, I go to another body. And then I have a new love, maybe in a new species of life. And
this life I loved that beautiful movie star. In my next life, I loved that beautiful sow. Life to life to life, it changes. But in the spiritual world, the love isn't based on a body which is a material contraption superimposed upon the conscious living being. The body itself is made of consciousness. Therefore, the body is eternal. The body is actually blissful. And the body is full of knowledge. Krishna's body is of that nature. And the bodies of his associates are also of the same nature. So the relationships are eternal, the relationships are blissful, the relationships are based on knowledge, not ignorance. The relationships are constitutional. Here we construct the relationship on the basis of, well, physical attraction or political advantage or financial considerations or a mixture of different things. But they're all artificial. I can lose my political power, I can lose my money, I can lose my good looks, I can lose all of those things. But in the spiritual world, the relationships are constitutional. The living beings are all part of Krishna. And the dealings are all of the relation of the nature of service by the part to the whole. Not the reflected version of that we see in the material world, the poor, perverted reflection. So it's iron and gold. Is that okay?
Thank you so much. That was wonderful.
Therefore, the conditioned souls are not recommended to hear extensively about Krishna's dealings on the platform of amorous love, because they'll mistake one for the other. First, one is advised to become purified by devotional practice. And in the mature stage, he'll understand these things. Not simply by diving in and trying to immerse oneself in ruskata or the topics of the amorous dealings of Krishna. Those are confidential. One should understand the science of devotional service and purify the heart, so that automatically these things will become accessible in their genuine form. Something else? Yes.
So I was thinking earlier in the class, you were talking about the desire for just pure devotional service to please the internal potency, that the only desire is to please Krishna. But in the neophyte stage, my neophyte condition, the motivation can't be exactly that, because I'm too much in ignorance. But so can the proper motivation be, like you were saying, to become purified? Is that a proper motivation?
Narottam Das Thakur is praying like that. Vishaya what is that? Choriyakove. Vishya choriyakove shuddha habimam. When will my consciousness become purified? Purified means, when will I get free from this desire for sense gratification? Then I'll be able to understand what is Vrindavan, I'll be able to understand Radha and Krishna. It can only be understood when in the purified mind. The impure mind will misunderstand it. I think Many times, Prabhupada said, as many times as you tell them, this is not this, this is not this, still they think, this is this. So that aspiration is there in our acharyas, or expressed by our acharyas. When will my consciousness become purified? That aspiration is there. That will be pleasing to Krishna.
Or the aspiration to try and assist the mission of the spiritual master.
Oh, yes. That's the desire of pure devotional service. Let me assist. In the spiritual world, there are so many gopis, they're assistants of Radha and Krishna. They're not thinking, let me muscle in and push her out. They're thinking, how can I assist? How can I assist? So similarly, when even in the material world, the spiritual master, as I mentioned, is the representative of Srimati Radharani because he's giving devotional service. So when we take up that devotional service, then we become fortunate. We can advance. It's not by abandoning the service of the spiritual master and going to the bookstore to find out about all the confidential dealings of Radha and Krishna. You go to the bookstore and you won't understand anything. Or one goes to the bookstore and becomes bewildered and thinks that one understands more than he actually understands. I'm becoming advanced. Now I'm reading this, I'm reading that, and I'm relishing. One becomes more advanced or genuinely advanced by serving the spiritual master's orders. Then by the blessings of the spiritual master, one gets the blessings of Radha and Krishna, and then everything is revealed. What is that? Tas Sri Krishna Nam Adi Nabhaved Grayam Indriya Sevan Mukhehi Jivado Svayam Eva Spratyada. We can't understand Krishna by our senses and mind, but when Krishna becomes pleased by our devotional service, then he reveals himself. And then prakashante, everything is there. Is that okay? Yes. Oh, we're sending you a microphone.
Please accept my humble obeisances. This question is pretty much along the line of the answer you gave, but you were mentioning how that in the material world that...
If you hold the microphone a little closer, it works better.
You mentioned how in the material world that the relationships are like business deals. So here we are, we're trying to develop love for Krishna, but yet the reality in the material world is that we're so far from developing a pure consciousness. But you were saying as we develop love for Krishna more and more, but I was thinking of that verse that one who works in devotion, who is a pure soul, who controls their mind and senses, then everyone is dear to them and they are dear to everyone. So should we meditate on trying to overcome this the wrong idea of having a business deal, rather just trying to be loving? But it seems like we become hard because on one half we have love of God, on the other half we have the nature that we are conditioned and contaminated, and it just seems that we become so hard. And you look for the softness and the purity.
On one hand, one is recommended akama sarva kamo va moksha kamo darati tivrena bhakti yogena yajeta purusham param. Even if we have material desires, something we want, better to approach Krishna. Sir, this is my desire. course, that's called mixed. That I want to please Krishna, but I have my own interest. But we're trained to pray for pure devotional service. We're given the example, Prahlad Maharaj is saying, I'm not a vanik, I'm not a merchant. Please don't tempt me with these gifts, blessings. The pious people, they approach Krishna for ashirvad. My dear Lord, please bless me with this, please bless me with that, please. And that's good, at least they're approaching the Lord. But if they hear from the, and then they hear from the professional men who talk about how if you serve, you'll get this blessing, if you put some money in the box, you'll get that blessing, blessings, blessings, all over the place, blessings. Just keep the cash flowing and the blessings will come. But, and then you'll have prosperity, you'll have good health, your marriage will be nice, your kids will grow up to be geniuses, everything will be so nice. But the pure devotee is giving a different message, that life is not meant for sense gratification, human life, because sense gratification is available even to the hogs that eat stool. So this life is meant for undergoing some voluntary trouble, for purifying the heart, purifying our existence. Yasmad shudyed. And then we'll come to the platform of unlimited happiness, brahmasokhyam. That unlimited happiness means the happiness of pure devotional service.
Srila Prabhupada was completely a pure devotee, and he uplifted people from the, you know, very hard conditions of life. But from my own experience, I'm not advanced. Even though I've been chanting Hare Krishna for, you know, a few years, still, I become very affected.
Very affected
if I'm around people who aren't interested in chanting, or even if people don't want to chant 16 rounds and follow the process, I get really nervous and frightened, because because I know I'm weak myself, that I don't have strength. So
that's good. Then we should be a little, to be afraid of materialistic association is good. Prahlad Maharaj is saying, I'm not afraid of your claws, your fearsome teeth, all of that, but I'm afraid of material existence. And material existence is epitomized by material association of materialistic people. Therefore, Lord Chaitanya said, asatsanga tyag, e vaishnavachar. So giving up materialistic association, and then even among the devotees, to appreciate all the devotees, but especially to look for the association of those who are very serious devotees, very dedicated, seriously following. Yes. Not association of devotees doesn't mean kind of hanging out for prajalpa. It means service. Krishna katha, Krishna seva. That kind of association. Just dressing the deity, cooking for the deities, distributing books, spreading Krishna consciousness. That kind of association, not just kind of talking about Facebook with people who wear tilak. They call the, I think that expression is there, a global village, right? That because of modern communications, we have a global village. So that gives you Vishwa Gramya Katha, global Gramya Katha. So that should be carefully avoided, either localized or globalized. Gramyakatana Shunibe.
Srila Prabhupada was just so expert at fanning the spark, bringing out Krishna consciousness in everyone. Mm-hmm. Whereas, most of our members of ISKCON, they're also very expert. They're initiating people, they're encouraging them in so many ways. So, because they're personally empowered by Krishna and the spiritual master. Mm. So, if one's not empowered, does that mean we're not following properly? Does that mean that... Because
Either we're not following properly or not mature. There are two things. If we don't follow properly, then we're not going to get the result. And if we're following properly, it's not that the result comes on Tuesday. It may gradually come. It's not that if I'm not on the highest level of prema bhakti, I must be doing something wrong. But it takes some time. I have to follow step by step by step by step. So either possibility is there. Either I am doing something wrong and I'm off course, or I'm on course, but I haven't reached the destination yet. Okay?
Thank you very much. Thank you. Mm.
Anything else? Mm-hmm.
A little bit of discussion earlier about impersonalists. So in your travels, I just got back from traveling around Mexico for a month with Chitsukananda Prabhu, and
wow.
I kind of discovered that anybody who wasn't like a Catholic over there, the young people traveling, a lot of them were like mixed up impersonal Mayavadis. And it seems like everyone almost is not. I was a little shocked. Not shocked, but I was like, wow, it's amazing how many people are. So in your travels, what are your experience, and how do you try and help them understand personalism a little bit?
Well, one way is I publish books. That's the main thing I'm busy with, is publishing Prabhupada's books. So that will be effective. Prabhupada said, what will your 2 seconds, 2 minutes preaching do? But if he gets a book, his whole life can change. So I spend a lot of time with that. But I also talk to people. And we have to have confidence that if I say the same thing, then it will have potency. We don't have to come up with a new business. The same thing that we heard from Parampara, from our authorities, we should repeat. And for some people it'll work immediately, for some people it'll apparently not work, but at least we're doing our job. And some people will take it, and their life will be sublime. Is that okay? Yeah. And chant and kirtan. It's not all talk. Kirtan itself is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu mainly had kirtan. And philosophy was when he met Rupa Goswami, Prakashananda Saraswati, somebody who could appreciate philosophy. Otherwise mainly chanting and dancing, prasadam.
Actually, when Chitsukananda told us, when Prabhupada came to Mexico, he said, the main thing you must do here in Mexico is distribute prasadam first.
But prasadam means prasadam with kirtan. Sometimes we see that things have deteriorated to the point of just giving out prasadam as some sort of philanthropic program. But that wasn't Prabhupada's program. Prabhupada's program was kirtan and prasadam. So they hear the holy name, they get prasadam, maybe they get some books. Then everything is complete. Otherwise, it degenerates to the level of mundane welfare work.
Okay. Yes.
Maharaj, in the practical course of engaging in devotional service, many people will come forward. Many people will come forward as professionals, as architects, as accountants, as school teachers, and we have a basic program with the morning program, with kirtan and lecture and so forth. But beyond that, people seem to be, practicing some part of sadhana bhakti, but then going back into their ordinary life and more or less being, captured, or their advancement's very slow, or their engagement is not really complete. So my question has to do with, how much should we endeavor to engage ourselves according to those propensities and with those resources, as opposed to just hearing and chanting? In other words, we could just have
Not opposed, everything.
Yes.
Someone comes, we encourage them, chant, hear, read the books. Then if he's an accountant, we say we have some accounting work for you. If he's a mechanic, we say we need the cars fixed. If he's a lawyer, we say help us with the legal work. If he's can raise funds, we say help us with the treasury. Whatever it is, people should use that capability, and then they'll advance. Arjuna was fighting for Krishna. Everyone should do that. Yata pravrittir bhutanam yena sarvam idam tata svakarmana tama bhyarcha siddhim vintati manava. Krishna says everyone in every category can attain perfection by doing his own work. From the other point of view, especially for our own people, we should remember that householder life is not eternal. Prahlad Maharaj said, "Hidvatmapatam Grihamandakupa." The householder life slows things down. I'm busy with work, I'm busy with kids, I'm busy with so many family obligations. Therefore, at the mature stage, one is recommended, chuck it. Go on, don't stay in householder life. Go on to retired life. Vivanaprastasha. Don't stay in householder life forever. Brahmachari life is the beginning, then householder life, then retired life, before it gets too late and one loses mobility, loses his marbles. While one still has capability, one should retire for further spiritual progress, more intense spiritual progress. Then in the final stage, sannyas may be there.
Maharaj, do we see there's many concerns about this? I know previously you spoke about, when you were here, you spoke about how this is where the fun begins, when we actually spend more time spreading Krishna consciousness and developing in our Krishna consciousness. And that's very encouraging and wonderful. And I think everybody has some practical experience of that. Jai Shri Shri Radha Kalachak. But the concern comes up where people think, oh my God, how can I leave my wife? Or how could I ever, turn my back on my family or my children? And then there's different quotes.
Therefore, vanaprastha life. Vanaprastha life is the place where all those questions get answered. How can I leave? How can I turn my back? Or how will they go on living and all of that? There's an intermediate stage called vanaprastha ashram, where those questions are answered. One finds out that, yes, Krishna will help me at every stage. And it's not that I'm dependent on, Walmart to, give me a paycheck every week. Otherwise,
my life will come to an end. Krishna's the maintainer. Krishna's the maintainer. Nitya yukta viyukta nam yoga kshema vihamyaha. Krishna says, I'll provide for everything. That's a fact. If you think that without you, your wife can't go on, well, that's tough beans because you're going to go anyway. Generally, men die younger. You're going to die, and then she'll be stuck in the same situation. So you have two ways of dying, voluntarily or involuntarily. No better to die voluntarily. So many men die, and their wives go on living. Their children survive. Even the obituary is written like that. He is survived by. They survive. But I'm thinking I'm indispensable. Bhadrinarayan Prabhu dropped a note to me the other day. He mentioned the saying, the graveyard is full of indispensable people. Yes.
The Vanaprastha, originally, I mean, people go to the forest. That's, you have to disconnect, in a sense, from the material energy in that sense to be able to get out of it, because it's such a, once you're in, it's like a train, you know, just going and going and going. It never stops, it never stops. Yeah. So I was realizing the other day, that's why the forest is there, because there's no bills. There's no, it's all simplicity. There's no complications. It's very, very simple and basic. And so the idea has to be disconnect at some point. Yeah. Otherwise you can't dedicate yourself completely. There's always something else on your mind.
Always something, something. I know when I was on Padayatra in 1985-86, quite a number of, a few dozen people joined in Gujarat, where they started, and came for the whole time. And they, you know, they were older people, grandmothers and so on, and walking. They had a great time, you know, the time of their lives. And chanting Hare Krishna and walking and visiting all of these wonderful places and seeing the deities. And it was, and many of them went on and became, you know, they started sort of, okay, this is a pious thing to do. But then as they were walking, the more they walked, the more they chanted, the more they associated with devotees, the more they got the idea of devotional service. So some of them went on and took initiation and became, you know, very serious devotees. But at any stage of life, one can do that. One can say, okay, you know, put this aside, especially in mature life. Maybe one can't just put everything aside when he's 30 and everything is, you know, being built up. But in the mature stage, at 50, you know, what's stopping me? Why do I have to remain plugged in till they finally pull the plug on me? One should make a plan how to get free from these things. First of all, no sex. That's the first thing. You don't have to move. Nobody's going to die from lack of sex. So that's the first thing. Vanaprastha life means no sex. One bed over here, one bed over there, and no sex. Then the next sacrifice is more difficult. No television. No nonsense. Be serious about devotional service. And one can go. There's so many, Vrindavan is there for this, Mayapur is there for this, so many holy places are there for this, so many temples in ISKCON are there for this, Mexico is there for this, there's so many, Africa, we have 50 countries, and we're preaching in 15 of them. That means 45 entire, you know, if you're one of those people who doesn't get along with others, you know, you have to be in charge, take a country. And be glorious. Make your life, instead of, you know, dying a sort of pathetic, invalid existence of gradually dwindling and disappearing, and go out and do something glorious for Krishna. as you said, fun. Fun. Pleasure potency. The pleasure potency is there in devotional service. Okay. Shall we stop here? I think so. Thank you all very much. Hare Krishna. All glories to Srila Prabhupada.
Samaveta Bhakta Vrinda Ki Jai, Gaur Premanande Hare.